2012 at FM 104 was one hell of a year as we took winning to the extreme.
Oh my God, I can't believe
the word.
You just won 5,000 euros.
Live it up in Las Vegas.
Collect coins. Las Vegas!
30 iPads.
Wow,
30 winners.
Oh, I'm
20,000 euro to go shopping crazy.
You just won a 2,000 euro shopping spree.
She's just won a Fiat 500 matte black twin air.
Once again, we were crowned PPI Music Station of the Year.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock live from a hot air balloon.
How's it going? I'm Colin Farrell. I'm a friend of the show.
Hi, this is Cheryl Cole.
Strawberry Alarm Clock.
The race to Moldova.
I'm emotional, I have to say.
There's about 200 kids here waiting for you at the gate.
Oh, this is unbelievable, isn't it?
The number one music station in Dublin. Get ready for something very big in 2013. Only on Dublin's hit music station, FM 104.
Coddle Farrell.
Coddle Farrell.
That's how Dublin you are, you're Coddle Farrell.
Nice, man.
In all and any ways.
So I believe. A long time coming,
hasn't
it, lads?
It's been a long time coming. We're face to face, finally.
Unfortunately, I've had elocution lessons since.
No, we did a cartoon. First of all, sorry.
Come on, you coward. Stand by your words, man. For God's sake.
Have you ever actually used the word?
Did you see me in the phone box? Like,
that have you seen phone box?
You see in phone box now?
Do you get many people?
Do you like me, do you? Or
yeah, so yeah.
I'm bleeding gorgeous, I am. Yeah.
Alexander the Bleeding Deadly, of course. So these are some of the films you have done. Of course, we're going to talk about your new film in a second. But yeah, you've done The Recruit.
That's right.
Yeah. Did people shout them at you back then?
Back then, no. I think the one thing that I used to get a nod from the lads driving the trucks, the builders and all, was, Colin, how's Brittany? Which I have no idea what it even refers to, but...
Well, I think it's the famous picture. I think it's you're at the premiere, so you get your arm around her.
And the answer is, she's always asking for you.
How are you?
If you're Dublin like I'm Dublin, you say, Starty, how's it going? All right. If you're Dublin like I'm Dublin, then say hello like you're Dublin tonight. Let me hear you say, how are you? Say how yeah,
how yeah.
Say how yeah,
how yeah.
You're the dub, you're the dub, you're the dub.
You're a dub. You're a dub. You're a dub. You're a dub, you're a dub, you're a dub.
If we ever meet on funky Grafton Street, don't say hello to me, that's not how we greet. I'll be your translator, you say, Starty, see you later. That's how we talk in Dublin, there is no place greater.
The girls are getting really close here, man.
No,
you want to get off the bridge, man? No, get off the bridge altogether. Well, you would stand there and stop them from getting off the pond. And can you tell the rest over there as well, man? Well, radio, you have a radio.
Do you want to assist my debt, do you?
Jay, calm down, please.
Do you want to assist my debt? Well, just do as I'm asking. Get them off the bridge. Listen, man, you see this knife?
Jay, are you listening to me?
Knife, man. I'm going to start chopping my arms now if you don't get them.
Jay, listen to me. Put the knife down, please. You promised me that you wouldn't pick the...
Get off the bridge.
Jay, who are you telling to get off the bridge?
Sorry, Adrian, or Jeremy.
Who are you telling to get off the bridge?
I'm telling three guards. They won't listen to me, man.
Okay, they will listen to you. I want you to do me a favour.
I'll tell you what. You want to see a bit of blood?
No, nobody wants to see blood,
you
Jay.
See a bit of blood?
Jay!
This is for everyone who's listening.
Jay, put the knife...
simple guards to get off the bridge.
No, Jay, the guards are... Jay, we're talking to the guards. Jay, we're talking to the guards at the moment. And they're getting...
You want to see blood?
Jay, nobody wants to see blood. Please put the knife down.
Get off the bridge or I'm going to start doing it now! Get off the fucking bridge!
Okay, they'll get off the bridge, Jay, okay?
Get down off the bridge! No! Get off!
This man, he's a bastard, or bastard.
Okay, they... Jay, will you listen to me for a second, please?
Get off the fucking bridge! Now!
Jay!
Get off the bridge!
Jay, they're getting off the bridge. Please calm down. Jay. Jay.
Listen, man.
Jay. Jay, will you listen to me? It's Jeremy here. Jay.
Sorry, once.
Jay, it's Jeremy here. Will you listen to me for a second? Don't mind what anybody is shouting at you there. Will you listen to me? Jay. Hello?
Sorry, Jeremy.
Jay, do me a favour. Will you do me a favour, please?
Yep.
I don't want you to listen to anybody shouting at you. I just want you to put those knives down, please.
Yeah, the knives are down, man.
Will you put the knives back in the... Nobody wants to see blood tonight. Nobody wants to see that. Will you please...
Get them off the bridge. Get them off the bridge.
Jay, I'm going to get onto the guards. Jay.
Yeah.
Do me a favour. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to ring the Gardaí person myself and find out what's going on. Will you stay there for a second?
Thanks, Jeremy.
Are you on the safe side of the bridge?
Well, not at the moment, no, because of the way they're acting, man.
Okay, just please...
just before you go, Adrian...
I'm not going anywhere.
You see, this is what they do, man. They come up and they try and approach you, and I'm screaming, I'm telling them, go away, I'm going to jump. That's assisted suicide. That's how much they hate me, man.
FM 104's Up Close and Personal with Ali Mers.
And welcome to the show. It's Christmas Day. Yes, it's FM 104. I'm Ali Mers, and you've got me for the next hour or so, which I'm very, very excited about. Obviously, very, very happy to be here. Much love to everyone. Happy Christmas. Hope you're having a fantastic day, full of great festive spirit. Hope you're eating lots of Christmas pudding and Christmas food and eating lots of turkey and lots of gravy on all your potatoes. But it's a pleasure to be here. First, I'm obviously going to kick off with my first song. It's Adele with Make You Feel My Love. FM 104.
When the rain... Up Close and Personal with Spice Girl, Melanie C.
This is FM 104, Dublin's hit music station. We are Up Close and Personal with me, Melanie C. And in the next hour, we're going to be playing some of my favourite tunes. So don't go anywhere. You just
walk in. So it's still the script, and we are here on FM 104. It's Christmas Eve,
Christmas baby.
I swear, if you listen really closely, you can hear the jingle. You can hear jingle bells.
If Santa had a Dublin accent, this would be it.
Ho, 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 ho.
Finally, excitement is building ahead of FM 104's The Gig. The lineup at the Olympia tonight includes The Coronas, The Stunning and Ryan Sheridan. Doors open at 7pm and it's all in aid of FM 104's Help a Dublin Child appeal with the ISPCC. Danny O'Reilly from The Coronas says he's really looking forward to tonight.
We're really excited about it. As we were just saying, the Olympia is such a special venue to us, and we've grew up coming to gigs here, and our first ever gig here was the FM 104 gig maybe 6 years ago. Where we had just done our first interview on the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and we had just started My Love, our cover of Justin Timberlake's song, started to get a little bit of play and at the gig here, and it was our biggest ever show, and we were so excited about it.
This is our final round. At the end of this round, someone will have won our trip to Miami thanks to Multitrip.com, Ireland's favourite travel insurance. I've got to say a big thank you to Ciarán and Maeve as well, who have given us this amazing prize. You're all familiar, hopefully, with our Love You Niall sound effect.
Love you, Niall.
So, we're going to give you a One Direction song. It's the right way around. All we want to know is, without going over in time, what minutes and seconds on the song do you think Love You Niall appears at? So we have put Love You Niall sound effect over a One Direction song. All you have to do is tell us, where does Love You Niall appear?
Love you, Niall.
Right, 30 seconds to have your guess starts now. 1 minute 55.
Live while we're young. Love you, Niall.
That is it. That is our One Direction song. In the next couple of moments, we will reveal who was the closest to the correct answer without going over, and that person is going to win our trip to Miami. Here's the answer. Right, this is the winner. The official time on the song was 2 minutes and 9 seconds. The winner of a trip to Miami for two people to see One Direction thanks to Multitrip.com, Ireland's favourite travel insurance, here on the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104 with an answer closest. The answer was 2:09. The closest answer was 1 minute 52 seconds. Is it you? Why'd you say no?
Because I said 55.
You sure?
Yeah.
Do you want to read this? You must have written down 1 minute 52 seconds. Gillian Collins, well done. How are you feeling? Don't cry, be happy.
I said 55.
It's okay. That's what you had in writing. So, you know, it's all right. With the nerves and everything, we understand. 1 minute 52 seconds. You are going to Miami.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. That's your answer. Look, you had 1 minute 50. You crossed that out and you said 1:52. You are going on a plane with a friend, thanks to Multitrip.com, to see One Direction, stay on South Beach, and get $2,000 spending money. Do you want to sit down again? I think you should. Give her a round of applause, everybody. Well done, Gillian. Whereabouts are you from?
Castleknock.
Castleknock. Okay. Gillian, enjoy the gig. Well done.
On the streets, they're on a mission to give you a parking fine. They're all scumbags on commission if your car runs out of time. And sometimes I get nervous when I see a van arrive. I hate those guys, they've stupid hats. I hope they let me go. Are they human? Or are they clampers? They have no girlfriends. They're sad and old. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are they human? Or are they clampers? Clamp on! Crossy's getting in to test drive a car. If you want us to say anything strange to this man, 53104, and we'll oblige.
He's just going to pull it out. He doesn't trust me, I don't think.
Oh, does he not?
No.
No, that's standard practice.
Would you trust Crossy with his Jedward hair and his big smile?
If I break lights in this car, I won't get the blame, will I?
If I break lights in this car now, will I get the blame for it? I will. Oh.
Keep the text coming in, 53104. Watch as Crossy save this poor man. So this is the first time I've driven a car in 3 years.
Yeah, this is the first time I've driven a car now in 3 years. I didn't think I'd get the handle of it. You know, it's really good.
Yeah. I was off the road. Don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it though. All
right. I was in Mountjoy Prison.
Yeah.
I was wrongly convicted though.
I was wrongly convicted, though.
Right.
Yep.
They thought I was a getaway driver.
They thought I was a getaway driver. Yeah.
Do you know what my nickname was in the joy?
Every single time.
Do you know what my nickname was in the joy?
You know what my nickname was?
Fingers.
Fingers. I got my fingers stuck in the pie, I did. I was still laughing.
If you were driving this car on a car ferry, where would you hide a bag of cocaine?
If you were driving this car now on a ferry now, where would you hide a bag of coke now? Yeah.
Just wondering,
you know. Yeah.
These random thoughts pop into my head.
These random thoughts pop into my head sometimes, you know.
What do you think of Sean Penn, the actor?
Have you got a girlfriend yourself? Three kids.
Crossy, why don't you beep the horn 3 times very shortly and just say that's one for each one of your kids.
Yeah,
Ah, oh, Jesus.
That's 3 beats now for your kid. Your kid. Yeah.
And do a big long one for his wife.
There's one for your wife.
Save that for your wife.
And that's for the wife.
Click on the FM 104 Phone Show Halloween page to see up-to-the-minute photos and view Coffin Cam as a member of the team gets buried alive. This is the FM 104 Phone Show, Night of the Living Dead.
I have some nails.
Adrian, please, please don't put too many nails in the coffin.
The lock is now on top of the coffin. And I'm going to nail this coffin shut, okay?
Oh, shit.
Oh. Is it just so as you can't get out?
Sorry, stop.
What,
This is lighting up already.
The last one. Okay. Now, the next thing we have to do is to throw some clay on top of the coffin.
Oh my God.
Okay. How are you feeling?
I feel like crying.
Jeremy, you are now doing something that very few of us will ever do. You are now buried alive. I'm sorry to cut across you, Jerry, because I have to go to line 4. Sinead.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
Come here, can I ask Jeremy, is he getting the pains or the sickness on the lower bottom of the middle of his stomach?
Yeah. Jeremy, can you hear that?
Yeah, I feel sick to the pit of my stomach.
Yeah, is it where your belly button is? Is it just down there?
It's just my stomach. I feel like I just want to throw up now.
Yeah, I can see a woman lying on you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I can actually see.
Oh my God!
What's wrong?
Did she just say she can see a woman lying on me in the coffin?
Yeah, I'm not the only one that can see it, okay? If you can look down the bottom.
No, I'm not looking down.
No, not you. Whoever's on the webcam there, can you look down the bottom on the,
oh
in the
my
middle
God.
Of them? You can see her face and she's just at the close in her eyes.
Is there something in the coffin with me? Will someone please tell me?
You don't have to be afraid. She's not going to harm you. It's just on the bottom of your stomach and that's where you're getting the sickness from.
I'm going to perform a folk song. I think its origins are actually Scottish, actually. So it's probably okay. But it sounds Irish enough.
Okay.
So probably suit. But yeah, this was played to me at 4 o'clock in the morning. I was playing Glasgow. And my support act's a guy called Foy Vance, who's from Belfast, who lives just outside Glasgow, up in the hills, the kind of highlands. And he played this to me at like 4 o'clock in the morning, so I learnt it, and I haven't played it yet. So this will be the first time I play it, and probably I won't play this for a long time. So you'll have the exclusive on this for at least 6 months.
Looking after us as always.
Ed Sheeran, it's been great to see you. Come back and see us again whenever you're back. You're always welcome here, you know that. And take it away, Ed Sheeran, Uncovered Unplugged on the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Oh, the summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, where the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Would you go, lassie, go, and we'll all go together, where the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Would you go, lassie, go?
Now, live from Round Tower GAA Club in Clondalkin, this is the Vodafone Dub Hub on FM 104.
Yes, here we go again. I'm Bernard O'Toole from FM 104 Sport, and as the man said, welcome live to Round Tower's GAA Club in Clondalkin for the first Vodafone Dub Hub of 2013. Woo! Under 24 hours to go now until the Dubs play Westmeath in their Leinster Championship opener. And this year we're mixing it up. The show's coming live from the GAA clubs. And where better a place to start than the home of the current football manager of the Dubs, Jim Gavin. We're live on FM 104 for the next half an hour, but the hour-long show will be available in the podcast section of the news and sports pages of FM 104 after 9 o'clock tonight. Right, that's the housekeeping out of the way. If you want to get in touch, it's hashtag DubHub on Twitter, and it'll get you straight through to the panel. Speaking of the panel, first up, GAA correspondent with the Sun newspaper, Mr. Keane Murphy. This introduction's getting longer and longer. 1995 All-Ireland winner with the Dubs and the manager of the current county and Leinster club football champions. Will you please welcome Paul Curran? Adding a little bit of balance to the night, former Westmeath footballer and also two-time All-Star John Keane. It's a bit early for pantomime. And your host, the one and the only, Jason Sherlock.
Thanks a lot, Bernard. Good evening, and thank you for joining us. And welcome to the first Vodafone Dub Hub of the season. As Bernard has said, it's fitting that the first show comes from Round Terrace GA Club in Clondalkin, the home of the Dublin manager, Jim Gavin. Paul, I'll start with you. How do you think our former teammate has done so far?
Very badly, actually. No, Jim is, as you know yourself, Jason, he's a good friend of ours. He's had a terrific run since he took over. We hadn't won a league in 20 years, would you believe, which is a long, long time for a Dublin team. That box has been ticked already this year. He's been hugely successful at underage with two under-21s as manager and another under-21, our first as a trainer, so... It's been a great start for him.
Oh my God! Thank you.
Is this for real?
Seriously?
You're going to One Direction.
Justin Bieber, the sold-out concert at the O2.
You're going!
Oh my God! I love you.
FM 104.
Where the winning never stops.
Fantastic.
€1,000 is yours.
Thank you so much.
You are €1,000 richer.
Brilliant news.
FM 104, hello.
Hi, I'm the owner of that car.
You've just won £104 in cash.
Well done, Patrick. I'm sorry.
You're off to Cuba.
Thanks, FM 104.
Thank you so much.
Keep listening.
Stay winning.
You don't know how happy I am.
Dublin's hit music station.
Oh, yes.
FM 104.
On FM, online, and on your smartphone. This is Dublin's hit music station, FM 104.
Hi, I'm Ross Lynch. Sinn Féin is hitting out at a plan to put 5 Garda vans into areas that have lost their local Garda station. The opposition party has described it as being like something you'd see in Father Ted. It's understood the vans will have seating, a small desk and a bell for the public. Sinn Féin's Pádraig McLoughlin is disgusted.
5 Garda vans to replace 143 closed Garda stations. We also have a huge reduction in Garda personnel and Garda vehicles and Garda morale itself is on the floor.
FM 104 live.
A dad of 5 has been jailed for his role in a robbery on the Bank of Ireland in Inchicore. Over €200,000 was taken from that branch during a tiger raid in October 2009. The bank's manager's husband and 2 small kids were held captive in a van while all this happened. Michael McGurk from Captain's Road has pleaded guilty to his involvement today. The 45-year-old will spend 9 years behind bars. People who are up to their necks in debt will be able to secure a deferral on their property tax. The finance minister has confirmed a change to the controversial tax, which is being introduced in July. Michael Noonan announced the plan in the Doyle this afternoon.
Under proposed new amendments, a person who has entered into an insolvency arrangement, that is a debt settlement arrangement or a personal insolvency arrangement, may qualify for a deferral of the local property tax.
The country's Europe minister says the Irish economy is recovering but is still urging caution. It's after the European Commission president described Ireland Ireland as having turned a corner, but Minister Lucinda Creighton reckons it's still a bit early for that sort of talk.
We've a long way to go and people are not yet feeling the benefits of any upturn. They're not yet feeling the benefits of growth. They're not feeling the benefits of strong exports, but they will. They will, and I'm very confident of that.
Finally, Skyfall leads the pack at this year's Empire Awards with 6 nominations for the Bond film, including Best Actor for Daniel Craig and Best Actress for Judi Dench. The event also sees 5 nominations for Avengers Assemble and Peter Jackson's The Hobbit: An Unexpected Journey. The ceremony takes place in London on the 24th of March.
One stage, one night, one incredible lineup.
Here we go.
Only days to go. FM 104's The Gig. The Coronas, the stunning Ryan Sheridan, original Rude Boys, Gavin James, comedian PJ Gallagher, Scotty T from Geordie Shore, boxer Bernard Dunn, stars of Love Hate, Trish and Elmo, Buster and Dermot from Mrs. Brown's Boys, and the FM 104 DJs. All proceeds to FM 104's Help a Dublin Child for the ISPCC. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster and the Olympia Box Office. May 31st at the Olympia. FM 104's The Gig.
And you let her go.
Now, we have had a gentle rows on air together over the very end of the song, and I've heard radio stations take out the gap at the end. And, I said only to you last week, I said, hang on, if passenger wanted...
Mind the gap.
If that's what we said, that.
Yeah.
If you wanted someone to mess with your song, you would have done it yourself. So I've deliberately said, no, let's leave the gap the way it is.
Thanks, man. You know what it was? Like, you know, a lot of radio stations have said, like, why the gap, you know? And the thing is, like, I've never had radio play before, and I didn't think for one second that this new album or this song would get any radio play. So it wasn't in my head to be like, oh no, what about the gap, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, in all honesty, the song was quite new when I recorded it, and I didn't really know how to finish it. So when I was recording the vocal, I just sang a chorus at the end, and it was a cappella, you know? And
yeah.
We just liked it, and we just left it in there. So I know it's kind of a radio station's nightmare to have that kind of dead air in between.
So here's one Jim made earlier.
I found a few different things that can fit in your gap.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow.
I found that you could get the alphabet, the whole alphabet. Into the gap. Yeah.
No way.
It took a couple of times.
Really?
Yeah. Only know you've been high. It took a couple of times to get it in there. Only hate the road. I kept missing out UV, but I got there in the end. Only know you love her when you let her go. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
And you let her go. That's incredible.
See?
That is incredible. You know what? Is it too late to service the song with the alphabet in there?
We could do an alphabet remix. Do I get a writer credit then?
Absolutely. Deadly. You put every single letter in the alphabet, you must get a writer.
I got them all in. Yeah.
And
I also did hold music. You can get some hold music in if you want to disturb the song and come back to it.
Only know you've been high when you're feeling so low.
You know.
Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go.
Your call is very important to passenger. He will be with you in just a second to finish his song.
And you let her go.
And finally, I'll do one more. You won't believe this one. This one needs no introduction.
Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home.
Oh, God.
Only know you love her when you let her go.
It's incredible.
Let
him go.
Oh my God.
Get it all in there. The whole thing.
No. Hang on. No.
Come on.
And you let her go.
It all fits in.
Wow.
That does work very well, though.
Yeah.
Dude.
Maybe we should have
Where were you guys when I was writing this song?
You need to call us for the next album.
Done.
Hi, I'm Rihanna.
Yo, what's up? This is Will I Am.
What up? This is Kesha.
I am David Guetta.
Dublin's hit music station.
FM 104.